Support comes from Radio Coffee and Beer on Menchaca Road, Full Bar, Espresso, Tacos, and announcing the new food trailer, Debut Po' Boys, A Taste of New Orleans. More at radiocoffeeandbeer.com.
Support comes from McCullough Heating and Air Conditioning, participating in Austin's Home Performance with Energy Star program to upgrade AC systems, ductwork, and insulation. More about new Austin Energy rebates and long-term financing at coolmenow.com.
They say the early bird gets the worm. These days, the early bird can have that worm because the rest of us are just struggling to get out of bed and act like we're wearing pants for our Zoom meetings. Still, though, there are benefits to being early, like the KUTX Early Bird Special. Our fall membership drive starts October 20th, and if you donate $10 a month now, you'll get our Public Radio Pandemic Starter Kit, a tote bag, and a KUTX and KUT branded face mask. See the tote and the mask and make your donation before midnight, October 20th at KUTX.org. Thanks. This is 98.9 KUTX and KUTX HD1, Leander, online at KUTX.org. Community supported public radio from UT Austin.
Support comes from Austin Public Works, reminding residents that they are responsible for maintenance of private trees and other vegetation to keep streets, sidewalks, and alleys clear. More on right-of-way maintenance at austintexas.gov/clear-the-row.
Hi, this is Rich Gregasco, President and CEO of Texas Mutual Insurance Company. While Texas Mutual is working hard to help keep Texas workers safe, KUT works hard to connect people and businesses through in-depth news coverage and exploration of local music, community, and culture. That's why we're a longtime sponsor of public radio across Texas. Please join Texas Mutual in supporting KUT.
It's Johnny's birthday, and we're celebrating Lennon's 80th on KUTX. This song's kind of an off-the-beaten-path Lennon song. On the Double Fantasy album, there was a Yoko Ono composition called Every Man Has a Woman Who Loves Him. And before John died, he was starting to put together this tribute record to Yoko for her 50th. And he was going to re-record that song, but he died before he could. So they took his harmony vocal from the Double Fantasy recording and isolated it and made it a lead vocal so that he could cover this Yoko Ono composition, which has now been remixed and is on the release that's out today, Gimme Some Truth, The Ultimate Mixes.
Thank you. but you're not there. Was I to blame for being unfair? Oh, I can't sleep at night since you've been gone. The same, I never weep at night. I call your name. Ow! Don't you know I can't take it? Just the same, I never weep at night. I call your name. I call your name. I call your name.
I call your name. When you separated, did you feel that someday you and John would eventually be reunited?
Personally, I felt, oh, the fans are going to love this. Because they hated the fact that we were together. And I was the dragon lady, remember? But when we came back together again, surprise, surprise, the fans were all very happy that we came back together again. We were like, Daddy and Mommy, oh, they came back together, good. So the fans were changing a little, maybe. I don't know, in the course of years. Yeah, we separated, and there was a good reason for it. And I think that it was the best move that we made. The Lost Weekend ultimately strengthened our relationship totally, but I wasn't sure whether we're going to stay together or not. I really thought that if I said, okay, go to LA, see you later, you know, I thought that maybe that'd be the end. But I had to take that chance. When he was in LA, things were getting a bit out of control, and people out there, the music people, they would call me and say, come and pick him up, something like that. And I'm saying, well, all this time you thought that, you know, like, you wanted me to be out of it, so why don't you just take care of him then, you know, something like that. And it was really strange. I think that's when they said, actually, it wasn't so bad that I was around. But I thought, well, you know, it was a very, very difficult scene. And then we came back, and it was great. But also, even during the Lost Weekend, we weren't totally separated. And to the point that he gave me credit to Walls and Bridges as Plastic Ono Band. He still used the Plastic Ono Band label. Just because he was picking my brain still, I suppose.
Yeah.
so hard to swallow when you're wrong. A bird of paradise, the sunrise in her eyes. God only knows such a sweet surprise. I'm
Happy 80th birthday, John Lennon. KUTX, we started that set with John's version of Yoko Ono's double fantasy track, Every Man Has a Woman Who Loves Him, from the tribute album to Yoko for her 50th of the same name. The Beatles, in England, I Call Your Name was on the EP for Long Tall Sally. A conversation I had with Yoko Ono in 1998 for the John Lennon anthology box, talking about the Lost Weekend and Walls and Bridges, followed that with the Walls and Bridges song Surprise, Surprise, Sweet Bird of Paradox, which many have speculated is actually about May Pang, John's companion during the Lost Weekend, and the Plastic Ono Band from 1969, taking that A minor chord to the hilt there, Cold Turkey. This is Jody celebrating John Lennon's birthday with you. So glad you could be with me to celebrate John. People are celebrating John all over the world. In Iceland, the Imagine Peace Tower has been lit. And I was there 10 years ago today for the lighting of the Peace Tower and posted some of those photographs on a slideshow at KUTX.org. They're celebrating the John Lennon bus is on Instagram till 4 with Verdeen White of Earth, Wind & Fire and RZA of Wu-Tang Clan, amongst others. And tonight is the 40th annual John Lennon tribute 80th birthday celebration. Patti Smith, Betty LaVette, Taj Mahal, Roseanne Cash, Yorma, whole bunch of folks streaming John Lennon covers. That's at LennonTribute40.org. There's previously unseen and newly recorded performances on that stream tonight at 8 for John's birthday. And speaking of covers, I've got a couple of my favorites that I'll share with you. But after that cold turkey, I think we all need to take a little breath.
Support comes from the Paramount Theater, announcing Art Heist, a true crime outdoor and socially distanced walking theater where the audience becomes the detective while exploring downtown Austin, through October 31st. More at austintheater.org.
Support comes from Dr. Simone Scumpia of Austin Thyroid and Endocrinology. With over 20 years of experience in hormonal, adrenal, and thyroid disorders, osteoporosis, and biological age testing. Now open and seeing new and established patients. AustinThyroid.com.
Election Day is coming up, and KUTX wants to help you get out and vote. At KUTX.org/vote, you'll find useful voting information, including voting dates and locations, what's on this year's ballot, and more. Plus, up-to-date news from our sister station, KUT 90.5. Find it all at KUTX.org/vote.
Support comes from Chem-Free Organic Pest and Lawn, committed to going the extra mile. Even if the extra mile includes being on MOPAC or I-35 at 4:30 on a Friday afternoon. ChemFreePestAndLawn.com.
Support comes from Odell Brewing in Fort Collins, Colorado. Introducing Sippin' Pretty Fruit Sour. Brewed with acai, guava, elderberry, and pink sea salt. Proud to support live Austin music on KUTX. Details at OdellBrewing.com.
All right, a couple of covers for you. In a moment, a cover of the John Lennon song that was actually performed at my wedding. And he wrote it to be performed at weddings. He just didn't live to see it be released. It was posthumously released. I've got a cover of that song. And I mentioned that over the years, we've had many John Lennon tributes. Stephen Doster usually hosts one with the Number 9 Orchestra. That didn't happen this year, hopefully next year. And Stephen has told me that his tributes were inspired by some of the radio tributes we did for Lennon's 50th and 60th. So I was digging through some of those tapes, and I found this cover by an Austinite who was noted for his interpretations, who passed away in 2017, covering John Lennon on KUTX, the late Jimmy LaFave.
There are places I remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. Some places have their moments. Lovers and friends, I can't recall. Some are dead and some summer living in my life. I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you, and these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I'll never ever lose my affection for people and things I can't recall, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love them all. Yeah, there are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better, some have gone, and some remain, though I know I'll never lose affection for people and friends that went before.
Cold when you actually are in love with somebody, you tend to be jealous and want to own them and possess them 100%, which I do. But intellectually, before that, when I thought, right, you know, I mean, owning a person is rubbish. But I love Yoko. I want to possess her completely. I don't want to stifle her.
Okay. It got a bit faster, Ringo.
Okay, George.
Okay.
Standing in the dockets of Hampton, trying to get to Holland or France. The man in the Mac says you've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Finally made the plane into Paris, honeymooning down by the Seine. Peter Brown called to say, you can make it okay. You can get married in Gibraltar and Spain. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Drove from Paris to the Amsterdam Hilton, talking in our beds for a week. The newspaper said, say what you're doing in bed. I said, we're only trying to get us some peace. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Saving up your money for a rainy day, giving all your clothes to charity. Last night the wife said, oh boy, when you're dead, you don't take nothing with you but your soul. Think. Made a lightning trip to Vienna, eating chocolate cake in a bag. Newspaper said, she's gone to his head. They look just like two gurus in drag. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Caught the early plane back to London, 50 acorns tied in a sack. The man from the press said, we wish you success. It's good to have the both of you back. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me.
For that.
The one?
Because you came out before it, that's all right.
I think we listened to it.
KETX celebrating John Lennon's 80th birthday this afternoon with Austin's late Jimmy LaFave and a cover of In My Life, which Jimmy performed on John's 60th birthday. The Postal Service, fantastic version of Grow Old With Me from the Instant Karma project that benefited Darfur that is just full of amazing covers. And the Beatles, but really just John and Paul on the Ballad of John and Yoko, take 7, that's included on the Abbey Road Sessions box set. Just as wonderful as the music is the talk between John and Paul. I mean, they call each other Ringo and George, who are in absentia. And even though they were going through a lot of business BS during that time, they came together to make a great song. And I love that alternate version. Here's to alternate versions. Here's Strawberry Fields. Take one.
Take one.
Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean a yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
Let's hear it for Dennis Opel!
Between 1975 and 1980, most John Lennon fans thought that he was not making any music. But judging from some of the recordings on the John Lennon anthology, it seems that he was making music, he just stopped sharing it.
Well, I think it was a very kind of fruitful years in Dakota. You know, they talk about Dakota days as if it was like the lost days, but no, it wasn't. It's just that he wasn't going out in public and saying things or doing a concert or something like that. People just think about in terms of what they saw. So they didn't see very much of us. So that's that. Skywriting by word of mouth. He was writing that during the Dakota days. And he was really starting to get great ideas around 79. It wasn't good enough to just go into the studio and make an album. Several songs, well, that's not good enough. I mean, you have to have a whole album full of songs.
I'm
1971, John Lennon arrives in New York City with Yoko Ono. He never leaves. Never left. Never went back to England because of immigration things and then his retirement. But he got active and he recorded that song, Power to the People, which resonates today. Today, October 9th, 2020, John Lennon's 80th birthday. We're celebrating on KUTX. Heard I Don't Want to Face It, one of the rougher songs that John recorded when he came back to the studios in 1980, originally on the posthumous follow-up to Double Fantasy, Milk and Honey. I played you the version of I Don't Want to Face It that's on the anthology. Also, for fun, the Beatles, You Know My Name, Look Up the Number, which was the flip side of a single. I think it was Let It Be. And John Lennon wanted to issue that song under the aegis of Plastic Ono Band, as he did the White Album outtake, What's the New Mary Jane? But they both came out as Beatles tracks. And Strawberry Fields, Take One, from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We've had some Lennon covers, and I have a tribute song for John. And, well, hear all about it. Recorded in 2001, this is NPR's Terry Gross with Paul McCartney.
You have a poem for John in there. It's called Song for John. It's actually a lyric for a song that you recorded in 1982. But I was wondering if you could read it for us.
Okay. This poem's called Here Today. It was originally a song I recorded for John Lennon. And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be if you were here today? Well, knowing you, you'd probably laugh and say that we were worlds apart if you were here today. But as for me, I still remember how it was before, and I'm holding back the tears no more. I love you. What about the time we met? Well, I suppose you could say that we were playing hard to get, didn't understand a thing, but we could always sing. What about the night we cried? Because there wasn't any reason left to keep it all inside. Never understood a word. But you were always there with a smile. And if I say I really loved you and was glad you came along, then you were here today, for you were in my song, Here Today.
When did you write this?
I wrote that shortly after John died. I wrote it in the upstairs room of what is now my recording studio.
What was the night that we cried that you referred to in the poem?
We were supposed to play a gig in Jacksonville, and we couldn't get in because it was some great hurricane. So we had to spend a night or two in Key West. And at that age, with that much time on our hands, we didn't really know what to do with it except get drunk. And so that was what we did. And we stayed up all night talking like it was going out of style. And at some point early in the morning, I think we must have touched on some points that were really emotional. And we ended up crying, which was very unusual for us because we'd members of a band and young guys. We didn't do that kind of thing. So I always remembered it as a sort of important emotional landmark.
Do you remember what you were talking about that led to that?
Probably our mother's dying, because John and I shared that experience. My mother died when I was about 14, and his died shortly after, about a year or so after, I think. So this was a great bond John and I always had. We both knew the pain of it, and we both knew that we had to put on a brave face, because we were sort of teenage guys, and you didn't talk about that kind of thing where we came from.
And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be if you were here today?
Here today. But as for me, I still remember how it was before. And I am holding back the tears no more. Ooh, I love you. Ooh, what about the time we met?
What about the time?
Well, I suppose that you could say that we were playing hard to get. Understand the thing, but we could always sing. What about the night we cried? Because there wasn't any reason left to keep it all inside. Never understood a word, but you were always there with a smile. And if I said really loved you and was glad you came along, and you were here today. Ooh, for you were in my song. Ooh, here today.
Hello, Paul.
Okay. Maybe you turn the level of this mic down.
Touch me, touch me.
John Lennon, on what would have been his 80th birthday. From his first proper solo album, John Lennon, Plastic Ono Band, and the first song on it, Mother, which begins with those deep church bells. And then 10 years later, John returns with Double Fantasy, and the tinkling wishing bell begins the album. This Jody Denberg. I grew up in New York City when John Lennon was there, because I was there in the 70s. And I had a cassette of Plastic Ono Band. I would walk around with a little cassette player and play the Primal Scream Therapy record. I didn't quite understand the therapy that John had been through or what he was singing about his mother. But time reveals much. The Beatles, John Lennon essentially, with Julia, the name of John Lennon's mother. And that's from the deluxe version of the White Album that came out a couple years ago. The Escher demos. Demos of the songs for the White Album recorded at George Harrison's house. And Julia, Paul McCartney's Here Today, the song from Tug of War remixed, and the string arrangement by George Martin much more prominent on that remix of Here Today, which Paul McCartney told Terry Gross all about on NPR in 2001. And we heard that conversation. And Paul said one of the things that bonded he and John were the fact that they both lost their mothers at a young age. And Paul McCartney was Sean Lennon's guest on the BBC last weekend. You know, it's Sean Lennon's birthday today, too. He is 45, born on his father's birthday. Happy birthday, Sean. He did an amazing special on the BBC, and he interviewed Paul McCartney and asked Paul about his grandmother, Julia. Julian was also on that radio show, named after Julia, and Elton John as well. And there is a link to the BBC radio special at KUTX.org in the blog and slideshow about John Lennon's 80th birthday and our celebration of John Lennon, which will take you till 4 o'clock, and the old school dance party continues momentarily.